Well, and it has begun. And this wonderful and beautiful 23rd of December of the year 2024. My goodness, the year is almost gone.
Yeah. I know.
What did I do with it?
I don't have it. I'm missing it.
Is it in your pocket, Ed?
It could be. Well, this is the front line. If you didn't know already, you certainly are well aware now. And where we really bring people on board that have frontline ministries.
Amen.
And as they share from their life experience, their work with the Lord, we want you, listener, to know you have a frontline ministry too. If you don't know it, then you need to know it now. Uh-oh. Yeah, Ed's having a little trouble with his headphones here.
That's a technical difficulty. It's all good.
If it comes in more than two pieces, I have a hard time with anything.
I understand. Well, actually, what happened was I just washed my hands and I can't do a thing with them.
Well, that, by the way, is Ed Skiba. Ed, welcome. Introduce my co-host. He introduces himself in a very well-done way.
Another beautiful South Florida morning.
It is, brother, and it's going to stay that way, I think.
I know.
For the rest of the day.
Thank God it's not like up north where they're having snow for Christmas. We don't have to shovel sunshine.
Yeah, really? Yeah, that task would probably be a little bit of a challenge, too.
Try to buy a sun shovel.
Well, all you got to do is glue a mirror to your shovel and you're in business.
Hey, there you go.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, anyway, you didn't call. This is not Popular Mechanics for Christians, by the way. And my other co-host, Amir Youth, compared to Ed and myself anyway, Ann Limhoko, welcome.
Infantile.
This young. I like it.
Yeah, well, hey, as long as we're alive, you'll feel that way.
Good morning, everyone.
When we start going, as soon as we both go, then you're going to catch up with us, and that's going to be
true. That's true.
Well, we have fun, by the way, too. If you haven't ever tuned in before to the front line, we do have a lot of fun. And above and beyond that, we have an opportunity every week to hear from people who are serving the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and to hear how God moves and works through them. And also today, especially, I'm going to introduce our guest today, Crystal Netherington. Crystal, welcome to the front line.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I love that, Ed. Shovel in the sunshine. That's
great. Uh-oh.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah, I had her on. Talk again, Crystal. I had the wrong button for your phone line.
Oh, no worries.
There you go.
Hey. David, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share a little bit about Graceway Village. And, Ed, I just love that. I love the shovel the sunshine. I'm a
poor girl. Ed can think around corners. I've known him for a long time. It's a tremendous God-given gift. Sometimes, though, you have to stop and think. When Ed speaks, you can't just respond. You have to stop and think and put it all together.
But what did he really mean by that?
What did he really mean by that? Well, for our listeners, Crystal Netherington is the CEO of Graceway Village in Fort Pierce, Florida, just up the street from us. And I just want to – I'm so glad that you're willing to join us. Crystal was on the air with us a few months ago on our Wednesday Live program. And mm-hmm. was being interviewed by Jonathan McLean, our manager here. I'm sharing a lot of stuff about Graceway, and I'm sitting here listening to you, Crystal. And the God's saying, got to get her on the air. You know, and I do try to listen to God. I do try to do what he says. So
that's good.
Today is really the culmination of your availability and my faithfulness. So,
oh, I'm so glad. So, Thank you so much.
Graceway Village. You'll tell us more about that, but has a tremendous ministry in that Fort Pierce area. And honestly, you can tell us if your ministry expands beyond Fort Pierce, but it's a critical ministry. It outreaches to people in great need. And that
Absolutely.
God has raised you up, you and those that work with you, and those that support you. And we'll be talking about that in a minute, too. But to be able to be a viable, ongoing means whereby God meets the needs of people who are hungry, people who are needing clothing, people that are – and I'm sure you have other resources that you can be talking about in a minute. But before we get to that, Crystal, I just want to ask you, tell us about your God story. How did you meet Jesus, and well, how did he get, after you met him, he got you to do some stuff, but how did you meet him?
Oh, that's such a great question. Thank you so much for the time again to share. I'm really excited about this opportunity that he placed before me. So I was very blessed to be raised in a Christian home. My mom and dad have raised us up in the church, and I have such wonderful memories of our congregants really being our family and having potlucks together and just living life together, glorifying the Lord. So those were my childhood days. And, you know, in the position that I'm in now at Graceway Village, I just realized how blessed I was. Never really knowing, thinking that all, you know, when you're a kid, you think that everybody's like you, right?
Oh, yeah, for
so
sure.
Never really realizing, you know, some of the family dynamics that others have were not all as good as mine. So I'm very thankful for that strong foundation that my mom and dad really gave to me in the church, and understanding just how much of a gift that the Lord is for us, and knowing that, you know, Jesus went to that cross for me. So really loving that. I can remember drawing on the chalkboard of Sunday school, you know, the Mount Calvary. And I came to my mom one day at home and I said, Mom, I want to ask Jesus in my heart. And she said, okay, sweetheart. And I was really young too. I was probably 6, 8 years old, somewhere around there. And she, you know, we prayed that prayer together, and I really professed him as Lord of my life and went back and started playing. And I remember feeling no different and saying, I got to go do that again. So I went to her again, and I'm like, Mom, we've got to do this again. I don't feel anything different.
Oh, that's cute.
And we did it again. And for the third time, I went back to her, and that's when she sat me down and she really explained to me, and sorry, I get emotional, but it just reminds me, she explained to me that the assurance of salvation, and once you make this decision, there is absolutely nothing that can separate you from God.
Amen.
So it was just a wonderful experience as a kid, and I get emotional also because I did just lose my father in October of last year. So that's fresh, but I know where he's at.
Amen.
And I'm very thankful.
Amen. And that's a beautiful story, Crystal. I always like to, when people share their God stories, and I will tell you, I think every one of us who's a believer gets so excited when you get somebody that has come to Christ, let's say, out of a life of crime, you know. And we have a number of people we've had on the air here that met the Lord following, you know, serious criminal endeavors. And or drugs and alcohol and all that, wrecked lives, you know, and they that God enables them to crawl out of the wreck. But and my story and yours aren't exactly similar, but I did not come to Christ out of a life of crime. I mean, I committed a few, you know, we call it civil disobedience. But at any rate,
thankfully,
like
I
speeding.
Just didn't get caught for mine.
Yeah. Well,
you know, you go to hell for lying just like you do for stealing.
Right? Thank you, Ed. But it's great to hear your story. So many people, you know, that hear, wow, you know, that means I don't have to go. I don't have to come out of a difficult time in my life. I don't have to come out of great darkness necessarily. Because many people
to know his grace. Yeah.
Yeah. It's his grace.
Have to come out of that.
I mean, it's powerful when we hear someone's testimony that has lived in great darkness and exercised their all the evil that they could possibly do. And that points to when they speak about the love of Christ, that really underscores it. But he loves those of us, too, that came to him out of fairly banal lives. Because sin is sin. I mean, you know, God doesn't grade sin, so
he's no respecter of persons.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Doesn't matter where you came from, matter where you end up.
And so for those listening today, you know, that Crystal's story speaks to you. because most of our listeners aren't living in darkness. They're not playing with every sin that is imaginable. Simply lost. Mm-hmm. They don't have Jesus, and therefore they're living with their own wisdom and the wisdom of others, which none of that is going to be beneficial. So I thank you for sharing that. It's touching many people, Crystal.
And absolutely. And, you know, I unfortunately had those teenage years of going astray. Mm-hmm. And I was blessed to be a young mom. My daughter is now 24. So I was 16 whenever I had her. Mm-hmm. And then my son, I was 19. And I can't believe it, but been married to my husband 25 years this year.
Well,
unreal.
Congratulations.
But, you know, that's another true testament that, mm-hmm. You know, whenever I found out that I was pregnant, I really had a conversation with him and saying, you know, Lord, I can't do this alone, you know, yeah. and giving it to him. And he makes such beauty out of us giving our life over to him.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I can thankfully Amen. Say, you know, 25 years later, my daughter is the best gift he could have ever given me, because it truly also not only gave me a child, but it brought me back to him and understanding his ways are better than my ways. So he makes such beauty out of our destruction.
Yes. Absolutely.
Beauty for ashes.
Thankful for that
really.
As well.
He really does. Somebody at one point, when you said that, it reminded me of, I think it was probably a fellow pastor, but we were talking about sermon illustrations, and and he was talking about speaking of a life that is not being lived for Christ. And it's like, but when Jesus, you know, and gets a hold of us, it's like the sculptor with a block of marble. And that when the sculptor is finished, the mess is around the sculpt, is around the statue, not the statue itself. As Jesus will work
that.
To bring us forward.
Like that's very beautiful.
That's a beautiful picture.
But that's what made me, when you said that, it made me think of that. Tell you what, let's do, I want you to launch into talking about Graceway Village and the ministry there. But before we do that, let's take a brief break.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm Mindy Molina, Investment Advisor Rep, Licensed Insurance Agent, and Fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to The Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Welcome back to The Front Line, and we have with us today via the telephone Crystal Netherington, the CEO of Graceway Village in Fort Pierce, St. Lucie County. And Crystal was sharing her testimony with us, and I think it'd be great, Crystal, to talk about how you get involved in Graceway Village and what is the ministry of Graceway Village.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to share. So that's a really interesting and neat story. I had a friend of mine who asked me to pick up a donation bin that our local church collected and bring it to this place called Graceway Village. And I thought to myself in my naive mind, oh, that would be a great activity for the kids to do, a way to give back to the community. Yes, I'll do that. So I started picking up these donations with my kids and taking them to Graceway Village and dropping them off and seeing. So I've lived in Fort Pierce, born and raised my entire life, and really seeing the amount of poverty that existed in families was eye-opening for me as I dropped these donations off. So I started volunteering a little bit more there and helped out at the clothing boutique and really just got to meet some of these families. And every person has a story. And they impacted me so strongly. And there was a wonderful volunteer there, one of the founding members of Graceway Village. And she, her name was Linda Chastain. Beautiful soul. I love her dearly. And she saw something in me that I did not see in myself and encouraged me to become the sorting room manager.
Okay.
So that was my first paid position with Graceway Village. I really oversaw the sorting room. All the donations would come in of our clothing boutique and had a strong organizational skill to get that going and operating. And then administrative assistant opened up, so I moved into that position and really got to work one-on-one with our clients. Absolutely loved that position. And then the chief operating officer came available, and this was at the height of the pandemic. It had just started, and I was thrown into that and absolutely loved that role of taking care of all the responsibilities of the facility and staff under me, and just really enjoyed that position as well for a few years. But then the Lord led me into CEO. Our current, you know, CEO wanted to retire, and in doing so, we needed to have a succession plan. And so the board approached me with this, and I struggled with feeling of inadequacy. You know, I'm who am I? I'm just a stay-at-home mom. Like, I don't have the ability or the knowledge. You know, I don't have the educational background that some CEOs have. Like, on paper, I am not your typical CEO. But really, what I've learned is that the Lord equips the called. You know,
that's right.
He doesn't call the equipped. And He gives me everything I need to do this position every day. So looking back over the past 11 years, really 12 now, I look at it and it's undeniable how the Lord has brought me to understand every position within the organization. He's brought me to understand a knowledge of the clients, have empathy and a heart for them. He has taught me to understand the donor's heart and the volunteer's heart and really learn who these people are and value everything that they bring to his ministry. And that's what I love to call it. This is the Lord's. All these programs, everything that we do is the Lord's programs, and we just get to witness it. And that's one thing that I absolutely love about my position. I could just go on and on forever, David.
Well, you know, well, that's why I said earlier we'd have to have you back, because we don't do forever in this program, but we do talk about it. We all will be forever with the Lord one day. And I can only imagine what that's going to be like. But I will say that what I know about Graceway Village has come from hearing you talk about it earlier on our Wednesday Live program a couple of months ago, and what I've checked out on the website, and also our other co-host, Ann Limhoko, here is also a volunteer.
Yeah, I went there with our life group, went there for a Tuesday. I can't remember if it was a Tuesday or Thursday, but we served meals, so it was a
wonderful
blessing to be
in
there.
Our cafe program.
Yep.
But I have to say to you, and I want our listeners to pay attention to this too, because in a little bit, I'm going to be asking you to tell people how they can get more information on Graceway, and especially how they can give. Because what Graceway does, you don't just do Band-Aid stuff. When I say Band-Aid stuff is important nonetheless, feeding and clothing. Those are important. But you also provide several means whereby an individual can increase their life skills and improve their situation, actually, in a way that maybe they won't need to continue getting wounds that they need Band-Aids for. they may be able to advance their life to the point where they're actually becoming more viable. So I want you to talk about essentially the ministry of Graceway, but would you please start, I see on your website, you offer basic life skills workshops. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, so these workshops are such a valuable and core part of our programs. Our cafe, if you're coming to us saying that you're hungry, of course, we're going to give you a meal regardless. Mm-hmm. But we do offer these to our clients, and many of them participate in them. Our clothing boutique, the client can come to us every 4 months. And during this 4 months, we ask that they complete at least one of these basic life skill workshops. Mm-hmm. And these are things like learning how to do a budget. Many of our clients don't understand or have the financial knowledge to lay out a monthly budget or a weekly budget. Mm-hmm. So we really come in and have the someone working in that field, whether it be at a bank or another organization, come in to educate our client how to do that. And then we talk about financial awareness, you know, just in general, your overall finances. We talk about healthy eating. Many of our clients don't understand how to cook fresh vegetables. Hmm. And we have these that we offer multiple times a week, so along with their hot meal. So it's, you know, education on how to cook with these vegetables, because you can find really good deals sometimes. And whenever you do, you have to learn how to use it.
That's right.
So these basic life skill workshops are very valuable to our clients. And, you know, currently we're meeting those crisis needs of food and clothing. Mm-hmm. But the workshops is ultimately just what you said, you know, not providing a Band-Aid. We want to actually get to the root cause and the root problem and try to overcome that so that you won't need the Band-Aid.
You'd mentioned that you do have people that your clients can be referred to. Do you have a fair amount of volunteers in the business community, let's say, that will offer
Absolutely.
Their time?
Yeah, that's one great aspect of Graceway Village is we can't do this alone. You know, mm-hmm. we're in this together. So we have many organizations, some businesses that come alongside of us, have volunteer nights. You know, it really builds camaraderie amongst the group, mm-hmm. but then also is giving back for the community. They also come in and will do these workshops for us. So it could be volunteering. It could be doing the workshops. It could be doing a collection. It could be, you know, just multiple different ways of giving back and using Graceway Village to do that.
That's cool. I know you have local churches that are also supportive of your ministry.
Yes, our church support, I want to strengthen it because I do feel that every, you know, we're doing the Lord's work here. So I appreciate and value every church that comes alongside of us and supports us. We have some, you know, monthly donors that the, you know, church will give to us. And that just really allows us to do this work. But also the volunteering, that is a huge aspect of what we do. Our cafe has provided over 90,000 free hot meals this year, 2024. It's not over yet.
Wow.
But yeah, so we couldn't do that alone. You know, there's only 3 full-time, including myself, and 4 part-time. So volunteers are such a huge part of our ministry, and I'm so thankful that many of our churches and our life groups and things like that come in and adopt a day or take over. You know, like Miss Ann was saying, how her group came in and volunteered. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do it without them.
Amen. Well, there's no viable ministry that can function without volunteers. Mm-hmm. Without, you know, and I will also have to say this, not that I've been on the earth as long as Ed, my brother over here,
my goodness.
To have all of his life experience, but as a pastor myself for almost 40 years, I've worked in various ministry settings, and that the ministries that really make a difference are those who are led by people who are passionate for the gospel and passionate for what God is using them to do in that ministry that's mm-hmm. going to share the gospel with others. And I'm encouraged. I mean, I already knew that you were passionate. And I know that you work with passionate people. And that's going to be the cutting edge. And I think right now, because I know our listeners, some listeners out there, God is touching and saying to you, I want you to do something to get involved mm-hmm. in some way with Graceway Village, maybe mm-hmm. just praying for them, you know, because they have a big area where we cover most of South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So not everyone's going to be able to drive up and volunteer in the cafe, but there's prayer. Everybody can do that. There's also funding, donations.
Mm-hmm.
And for those that are local, there may be an opportunity to serve as a volunteer. So, Crystal, how do any of these people find initial information on Graceway Village and a means of getting in touch with you?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. I love sharing it. So our phone number is 772-925-3074. Our web address is gracewayvillage.com. And, you know, I say it all the time is that Graceway Village is an organization for everybody, right? Like, we're here meeting needs of our clients, but we're also here to provide a place for people that have extra time on their hands to volunteer or that people, you know, that have extra funds in their checking account to write a check to. You know, we're here for the multitude of different reasons. And at the core is the Lord and a heart for people, right?
Amen.
Like, every person has a story, whether it's that donor or the volunteer or the client. And, you know, with the recent hurricanes and tornadoes, I think that really just showed us all that we are one crisis away from needing each other.
Amen.
Right?
Yes. Amen.
So knowing that there's a place called Graceway Village where all those needs can be met and the Lord be glorified through it is just an amazing, amazing gift.
It truly is.
GracewayVillage.com.
GracewayVillage.com. And on the website, they can get more contact information with the numbers also listed there, I imagine. Also a street address, right?
Yes, sir.
And
our street address is on there.
And can you donate on the website if you want to?
You can. Yes. And there's also a really cool aspect. We have a donation button that you can click. We have an Amazon wish list where, you know, in our clothing boutique, we provide brand new socks and underwear. The other items are gently used. So there's another aspect with, it's called a give back box. And anyone all over the country can take and get this one price give back box and pack up their items and mail to us. So that's a really cool thing as well.
Well, Ed?
I've got a question for you, Crystal.
Do
you reach out and partner with other community help agencies, even the ones outside of the Christian genre?
Absolutely, we do. So, you know, to touch on what we said before, you know, it takes a village. We're not in this alone. So many of our clients might need different assistance, and we have partners in our community that we know can offer that assistance better than we can. So we definitely refer them out to them. You know, a great partnership is United Against Poverty. They have a wonderful STEP class that allows their participants to receive a certificate after accomplishing this. You know, IRSC is a great resource in our community for furthering education or getting their GED. We have just a multitude of wonderful organizations, Treasure Coast Food Bank, you know, CareNet, just wonderful places where our community can go to all get assistance and referrals and help. So we definitely partner with those agencies and work together.
Cool. Let's go ahead, Crystal, and take a break, and then we'll be right back, and we'll get you to talk some more. Okay.
Hello, this is Luke Lewis.
I'm Tiffany Young, and we're with Treasure Coast Realty Group. Join us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for our show, Keeping It Real Estate.
We'll cover everything from getting you ready to purchase a home to sharing programs that help with closing costs and tips to sell your home hassle-free.
Plus, we'll dive into local market conditions, have special guests, and take your calls live on the air.
Don't miss this power-packed show to help you achieve your real estate goals. See you then.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back. We didn't really go away, but we're still here, but needed to give you a break so you could kind of process what you've been hearing. We are with Crystal Netherington, CEO of Graceway Village, a wonderful ministry in Fort Pierce that has an outreach, I think at least into St. Lucie County. And Crystal, but during the break, we were suggesting kind of a direction for our conversation, and I have to say this, you know, folks, if anyone doesn't know that we're approaching Christmas, you know, something's going on. You need to check on your end. But, you know, one of the things that the Lord loves to do in seasons like this is stimulate the hearts of his people.
Amen.
You know, I mean, the gift of Jesus Christ, free gift of salvation. All you got to do is receive it. And but we were made in the image of God. So, you know, one of the things that we're supposed to be doing is giving ourselves, giving of ourselves, yes, but also giving out of what God's given us. And so donations will be delightfully received, right, Crystal?
Delightfully, yes.
And how could people make a donation to Graceway Village? What's the best way?
Sure. They can send us payment or a check, a donation at 1780 Hartman Road in Fort Pierce. Our address is located on our website at gracewayvillage.com. They can do an online donation right there. It's very a simple process. But I say a lot, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing, right? The Lord tells us that it's better to give than to receive.
Amen.
And that is so true. Whenever you give, he just multiplies that gift over and over. And, you know, that's what makes the world go round at Graceway Village is your donations. So we are very thankful for every dollar that we receive. We know how hard the donor works for it. And we are so thankful that they are entrusting us with their hard-earned dollars. And we have our 990 on our website. We are independently audited every year, and I do this to provide transparency for our donor. You know, I want them to know that this is the Lord's ministry, and this is somewhere that you can trust to give your donation to. So I'm very thankful and honored to receive any donation that we get.
That's great, and the Lord's heart is being given to us. I think we have to respond.
So I like that you mentioned the transparency. Because there is a real situation with that in many ministries where the motivation is not as spiritual as we would think it is.
True. Yes.
Yeah. And we have to be we have to be out open as Christians.
Especially
to the non-Christians, because there's a feeling of ministries like yours, Crystal, being exclusively Christian. And maybe almost to the point of exclusion of non-Christians, when we know that's not the case.
That's right.
But they seem to come across, you know, people want to think that of us, many times out of guilt, because they're not doing enough.
Good point.
Yeah.
It's a good point. And I know, I mean, I didn't even think to go there, but, you know, you really are open. You do not check someone's faith at the door,
right?
When they come to you, they're in need, and that's all that you need to know.
That's right. We meet their crisis needs. And, you know, David, we were talking a little bit, if you want me to share about the vision.
Yes, please. Yes. Please.
But, you know, Graceway Village is currently meeting those crisis needs with no questions asked. You know, you come to me saying that you would like a meal, and we're going to feed you a beautiful hot meal four nights a week. And then, you know, you're coming to me saying that you need clothing for your children. Of course, we are going to wrap those kids in some love and some fresh clothes. Mm-hmm. And actually 2,700 kids to be exact so far this year.
Wow.
So it's a wonderful opportunity to meet those crisis needs that the family is experiencing. But, you know, I want to do more than that. I want to be able to provide a true opportunity for families experiencing homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
In our county, St. Lucie County, there is over 2,700 children registered through the McKinney-Vento, which is a, they're registered as homeless in our St. Lucie County school system. And these children are, you know, in the most vulnerable situations of living under someone else's roof. They are calling a one-room hotel room home. They are living in their cars and vehicles. It's really a sobering fact that there's that many children experiencing crisis and homelessness in our community. And there is nowhere for them to go. There is not one single shelter for families experiencing homelessness. And Graceway Village wants and is working towards building a facility. And I say it's really more than just a facility. This shelter is a true opportunity for families that want to get help and want to make ends meet, but they're struggling and they can't. So this facility is a true opportunity for those families to come and get an education where they will really be propelled to self-sufficiency. So it's just expanding on those workshops that we were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is going to be a true working program. You can't just come and have a roof over your head for free. It's truly, they're gonna have to do the work that it takes to be self-sufficient. So attending different classes will
biblical.
Be a requirement, you know, putting in the work that it takes to reach that goal of being on their own. There's many families that we see currently in our programs that want this.
Mm-hmm.
They are working hard. They have ambitions. They have goals. But unfortunately, their funds just don't allow them to make ends meet. So this is what I'm most excited about, and the vision that the Lord is pointing us in, the direction that he's pointing us in. We are on the verge of getting there.
Wow.
You have a $1 million matching gift right now.
I saw that on your website.
Million dollar matching gift. Wow.
Yeah, so everything that donors give towards this facility, our capital campaign, will be doubled. So that's an exciting thing. You know, Graceway Village is in the position to really meet these needs. We own our property free and clear, thanks to a wonderful donor. We were able to do that in 2021, purchase it in full. And it's just such a healthy foundation that we are able to do this. So we're about 35% of the way there. We just need partners to come alongside us so we can get 100%.
So, Crystal, this is Ann. Did you say there's not one shelter in St. Lucie County? Is that what you said?
That's right, Ms. Ann. Not one shelter for families. For the entire family unit, there is nowhere for them to go.
And then, you're speaking of municipally run shelters? Your government run? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm sorry, Mr. Ed. What was that?
I said, are you speaking of government-funded and run shelters?
Government, private, anything. There is
not
one
that is
a big need
to go that is homeless.
So
I know there's one county around here that actually denies the need and says we don't have homeless people, and I'm not going to mention who it is, but that I've heard that statement made before, and unfortunately, as a chaplain with the police department, I've been out in the woods with some of those homeless folks.
Mm-hmm.
So I know they're real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's devastating. And, you know, unfortunately, Graceway Village is not able to help everybody. Our mission and our focus is children and the family unit. So, you know, I think it's important to say that, yes, you know, there are places for a man, for example, that may be experiencing homelessness. But if he has a child, where does that child then go? They separate them.
Mm-hmm.
For a single mom who may be unfortunately mm-hmm. experiencing a battered relationship, yes, I believe there's somewhere for her to go. There may be a huge waiting list for it, but she's going to definitely experience some obstacles. But what happens if she has a 17-year-old son? They separate them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is just such a devastating thing whenever we, as a community, know that there is strength in family,
yeah.
right?
Yes.
The
mm-hmm.
Lord gave us a design.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
and
right.
Those
children
family
being...
unit needs to be valued.
Yes.
And at Graceway Village, we don't want to separate that family
right.
because they're falling on hard times. We want to encourage them and strengthen them and send them out to be a wonderful community member. You know, these are those children that I talked about. There's 2,772 children registered
wow.
as homeless. And those kids are our future. Those are our future commissioners, our future police officers, our future, you know, state representatives.
Yeah.
I mean, these kids need to be valued. And the family unit makes us stronger as a community.
Well, those kids are in a formative part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
And where do they send them? I mean, what kind of influence are they put under in that formative stage of their life?
You know, Ed, I think about this often as we deliver, you know, at Graceway Village, our food program, our cafe is on site, but we have teams that go off site and deliver as well. Volunteers come in and package up the food and take it to them. And these locations, when you're seeing kids really literally calling a one-room hotel room home, it is sobering, and it reminds you that, you know, these kids might not know it right now, but that is a trauma situation.
That is a situation
that these kids are seeing their guardians or parents experiencing crisis on a daily basis, and unfortunately that's all that they know. And we have to do something about that. You know, I know it sounds cliche, but the reach for the stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
amen.
These kids
got
don't know to reach for the stars because they only see mom and dad struggling.
Mm.
They only see a life of crisis ahead of them. And I want to not only impact the people of today that need it at this facility, but it's going to affect the future generations. You know, the ripple effect of strengthening a family today
mm-hmm.
will only help the future.
Amen. We're going to take a little break, Crystal, and then we'll be back and we'll pick up on this thread of conversation.
Amen.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God. We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth, the Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
And we do welcome you back to the front line, the latter part of it, actually. We're about less than 50 minutes away from having to say goodbye. And time flies when you're having fun. We certainly are having a good, clean fun here at WCNO.
Yeah.
And a lot of, you know, the fun also comes from, it's the joy of the Lord in being able to talk with someone who is serving the Lord, and the Lord is blessing them and their ministry, and it's passionate. Mm-hmm. It's a moment of great passion and joy to be able to talk with Crystal. And I'm going to, she kindly didn't do this on the air, but I'm going to say, and I don't know how I got your name messed up, Crystal. Someone told it to me, so I'm going to blame it on them. But I've been calling her Crystal Netherington, but it's not. It's Netherton. Netherton.
It happens so often, you'd be surprised. Everybody wants to throw an ing.
Well, you know.
And a new syllable.
And a new syllable, right. So Crystal Netherton, the CEO of Graceway Village in Fort Pierce, covering St. Lucie County. I imagine that's the... Now, is that the extent of your outreach ministry, or do you get people from other counties?
We do get people from other counties. Generally speaking, though, it's really hard for them to come to us, whether, you know, it may be gas or vehicle issues. So generally speaking, it's St. Lucie County, but we serve anybody and everybody that comes to us.
Wonderful. I know you don't close the door just because they come from another place. We were talking before the break about the vision that God's given you and the ministry there, the expanded vision of reaching out and bringing more blessing to the homeless families, and especially those with children, and the facility that you're planning. Talk a little more about what would, when that facility is complete, what would you be able to do?
Oh, my goodness. This is going to be such an empowering opportunity for us to really strengthen the family. It's going to be a 10-unit, so it's called a non-congregate shelter. And what that means is that they have their private bedroom bathroom. So think of a hotel room, if you will, with the setup of a private bedroom for the guardians or parents, and then a kids room featuring probably at least four beds, twin beds, so two bunk beds for children. And these units can also be open for larger families. So just as a hotel room will, you know, you can have that in between door, you can open.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way you can have up to 8 children in both those rooms. So it's going to be a wonderful opportunity, about 10 units. We can help 10 families at a time, and you know, they might just stay with us anywhere from 1 month to 18 months, depending on their case plan. We will have a case manager over, you know, each family, and talking with them, counseling, offering opportunities to seek assistance, and really, like I mentioned before, you know, a great partnership with IRSC to further education, or, you know, maybe get a certificate for a better job. Things like that will be in play. So we are very excited about the opportunities for these families to grow. It is a communal style living room and also a communal style eating. Our cafe will provide their meals, and just a real sense of community, beautiful grounds. Mm.
And as you've already begun established in your current ministry, where you do help lift people up from where they are and enable them to engage in basic life skill learning, I'm just going to ask you, because in when you have a residential program like this, and those teachings are important, but what would you be adding to those life skill trainings that would be in advance of where you are now? In other words, here, these people, you got a family now living with you, and you're trying to get them ready to really be viable, to be effective, and ultimately to leave in order to establish their own homes, their own households, and to be able to sustain them. So what other strategies are you going to put in place that will benefit those families?
Sure. There's wonderful programs out there. You know, for example, celebrate recovery. Mm-hmm. Everybody yep. has hurts, habits, yep. and hang-ups, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, different things like that will be offered on site. Wonderful courses like Getting Ahead in a Just Getting By World. You know, these are educational classes and opportunities for families to understand the pitfalls of poverty, to really get out of that mindset of, you know, shopping at different areas that might be pulling them down or wasting or mm-hmm. spending excessive money where it's not needed. You know, unfortunately, many of the families that we see are not able to save for the first, last, and security. So having that place where they can allow Graceway Village to have a true hard look at their finances and be with them in that every week, you know, checking up on them, making sure that they are, they will also be required to have a savings plan to mm-hmm. put in so that they can save. And then upon successfully graduating the program, that money will be there for them so that they can then go put it at first, last, and security at a place to stay. Our vision doesn't just end with this facility. You know, once they graduate, I would love to see a cottage style living. Mm-hmm. I just mentioned earlier in the show that Graceway Village has just under 8 acres. So the potential of this property is huge.
Yeah, it's huge.
So having a cottage style living in the back area, if you Google map us, you can see that there's prime land for that. Mm-hmm. And it mm-hmm. will be a place where they can have the option to go for like an incremental rent assessment. So just different opportunities for families to not just get, you know, upon entry. Of course, it may sound harsh, but the first day you're coming, we're working on your exit plan, you know?
Amen. So, yeah, you got to do that.
Smart. Absolutely.
Yep.
Exactly. The goal is to get you on your own and be an independent family within society. Yeah. So we're excited about the opportunity and strengthening that family unit in multiple ways.
That's an exciting vision, and I don't honestly know how many people in the area have such a vision. Probably ultimately it'd be great to see more people copying what you're doing.
Could I interject something there?
Interject.
I just yesterday at my service I preached on love, and I used one of Steve Camp's songs as an example, and your ministry fits it perfectly. The name of the song is Don't Tell Them Jesus Loves Them If You're Not Willing to Love Them Too.
Amen.
And that's exactly, it fits your ministry to a T.
Yes, yes, I love meeting our clients right where they are in life. You know, that's what Jesus did.
Yeah,
Jesus met that person right mm-hmm. where they were, and he loved on them right Amen. There. And they felt that. So I pray that they feel that out of every volunteer and every staff member at Graceway Village.
Amen.
Amen.
So when does this shelter actually open? You're still raising money because you said you're 35% into the capital campaign. So will
Correct.
Construction start after you get full funding?
Yes. So that really depends on the community. It depends on different partners that come alongside of us. You know, I think our city officials and county officials need to take a deep look into this. Our state representatives and state senators need to take a deep mm-hmm. look into this and mm-hmm. come on as a partner with Graceway Village. We are definitely asking them for that and have presented a very great proposal out to them. So we are hoping that, you know, some true players will step up and come alongside us and do this together.
Amen.
Actually, stand.
Maybe they
could
come to that fundraiser you're having.
Yeah.
You should invite them.
Our fundraiser is amazing. It's a celebration under the stars. We host it right at our property at Graceway Village. And I do this to really envision the future building. So we do a beautiful queer garden tent and have a wonderful dinner donated by Moonswiners Barbecue, wonderful restaurant, great food. We will have some drinks from Southern Eagle. We will have a wonderful jazz band there. Our presenting sponsor is Nice Roofing, and they are just, Larry Nice and his crew are amazing. And we're very thankful for them to come alongside of us and really, you know, throw a wonderful event that's really a great time, have lots of food and fun and fellowship, has a silent and live auction, and all the proceeds, every dollar will be given right back to the three programs. our cafe, wow, our clothing boutique, and our capital campaign.
Is, wow, this is this listed on your website?
Yeah, Saturday, February 8th, 2025. And it's right there on the website.
Oh,
it's
okay,
right here.
Great.
I'm Saturday, pointing my phone
Saturday, February
over.
8th. What time does it start?
It starts at 5 p.m.
And you, okay, can get tickets right on the website. And we should urge all our elected officials who represent that area to attend.
Yes, I would hope that, yeah, they would. You know, there's,
yes,
what God is doing through you and your team, Crystal, is a tremendous work of the Spirit that, secular world doesn't have a clue, really. You know, it's the way it is, I guess, about that. They try so many other things that don't work. And then politics gets involved and people end up, they argue so much about meaningless things that nothing meaningful gets done.
Amen.
But in the middle of all that, while all the secular world and all the politicians are arguing, Graceway Village is advancing, mm-hmm, the gospel of Jesus Christ every day, is doing a tremendous work in his name and is blessing, mm-hmm, people all over the place. And our time is almost up, Crystal. Mm-hmm. So I, again, we will definitely have to have you back next year. I want to extend that invitation to you now, and we'll make sure we'll find a date. But I would like people, in fact, we might even look at if there's a date open before this event, before the fundraiser.
Oh, I love it.
You know, while we're on the air, and I don't normally look at my calendar when we're on the air.
Whose calendar do you look at?
Well, it's... No, we don't. Actually, I might be able to shift one of our days. Let me talk to you after the program, Crystal, and see if
great.
We can
so
schedule you for that the Monday before that. But let's just have a little... How about you have a minute? A minute and a half, maybe. I'd like you to offer a prayer for the ministry and for those whom you serve. Crystal.
Oh, thank you so much, David. Lord, we come before, mm-hmm, you, and we are just so honored that you want us to lay our problems at your feet, mm-hmm, lay our worries at your feet, our struggles, our heartaches, Lord. I'm just so honored, mm-hmm, that you want to hear from me and want to hear from everybody. You love us so deeply, and I'm so thankful for that love. Lord, as we celebrate your birthday coming up, mm-hmm, I'm just so, so in awe, mm-hmm, of your glory and your goodness and your love for your people. Mm-hmm. Lord, just please empower us to do your will.
Yes,
Lord, please empower us to die to self and put you first.
Yes.
And Lord, just let us be strengthened and glorify you in everything that we say and do. And Lord, I'm just so thankful for the opportunities that you put before us. Lord, may I follow in your will and say what you want me to say and do what you want me to do in every day. And Lord, I just thank you for providing this wonderful opportunity, mm-hmm, with David and the crew, Ann and Ed. Lord, just, mm-hmm, please bless them and everything that they do for you. Strengthen their radio show so that you can be glorified amongst all their listeners, Lord. Thank you so much for the blessing of coming on today. Lord, just please encourage everyone as we go about celebrating your birthday and spending time with family. Give everybody safety and good health and prosperity. Blessed to be a blessing in your name, and it's in your son's name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Crystal, for being with us.
Thank you
so much,
Crystal.
And we'll be back with you next week.